Hello and welcome to Arthropod, a pirate's life podcast. Today our guest is Stanfield Gray, visionary, musician, and creator of Digstaff. I'm your host, Captain Littlebit. Ahoy, Stanfield Gray. Can you hear me okay?
Couldn't quite get it. I'm sorry. It's very difficult to hear through your prawn gills.
Are you sure you're not getting an error message from Skype?
I'm getting this poor network connection message.
You must be using Comcast.
Right.
Well, it's great to have you here. Congratulations on making the cover of Charleston Business Magazine. You think we could get an autographed copy?
You may have an autographed copy of Charleston Business Magazine for, $5, $10? What can I get for that these days? Anything? Maybe a ham sandwich?
I think we could make that work. I just found a ham sandwich that somebody dropped off of a boat. Maybe I'll send it over to you. So, Stan, we need to establish a suitable oceanic name for you.
Okay.
How about Stingray?
All right. I think that Stingray is a suitably oceanic name. And I even had a band a few years ago called Stan Gray and the Stingrays.
Clever.
Just to do a little, entertaining pun action there. So,
nothing wrong
yes,
with that.
I accept your name, Stingray.
That's great. Did you cut an album?
Yes. It just sounds like a duck with an aqua lung.
For our listeners who haven't read your biography, 50 Shades of Grey, how about give us an overview of how you got where you are today?
As far as a one-minute biography in Charleston's preeminent clam digger, I am terrified of clams. I've had several friends get incredibly sick off of them. And occasionally I will eat them, but every time I do, I look at it as though I am about to pet a viper. But I do love the oyster.
We've worked with a few oysters who are pretty sharp, but it's tough to find a real pearl. We've heard you live east of the Cooper. Is that due to a restraining order?
I do live east of the Cooper, which, is in closer proximity to shrimp boats, which I don't know if they're your natural enemy or if you, I would assume that the shrimpers might be your mortal enemy.
Speaking of mortal enemies, how's the Dig Icon Conference coming along?
Well, we kept it, to keep it interesting, we changed the name back to Dig South Tech Conference because most people kept calling us that. So we felt like if that was the organic, natural name that rolled off the tongue, then we would stick with that.
Now, when you say tech conference, are you using quotation fingers? Because we've been fighting this armchair notion of tech.
Okay.
What's the keynote about this year?
Something about a Care Bear from Memphis, but I'm not sure.
Well, that just sounds ripe for satire. Looks like we're going to be busy this year.
You have waged war against us through guerrilla marketing, misinformation, and bird napping, but as the saying goes, there is no such thing as bad press. So we revel in the misery and we revel in your salvos against us. And we keep coming back for more because it feeds us energy. It's like Iron Man, every time we're hit, we absorb that and we transfer that into a new and different and more ferocious energy each year.
On that note, how would you feel about letting us moderate an aquarium this year?
What do you want to put in the aquarium?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a few clams?
I can't really understand you. I can hear something, but I can't really understand it.
Yeah.
If you send me some mock-ups of what the aquarium might look like and what you plan to do, I will strongly consider that. I love the idea of interviewing an aquarium, and I love the tie of Charleston and technology to the ocean. Who knows? Anything's possible.
Do you think it would draw an audience? How would you market it?
I would say that Shrimp and Bits is the number one aquatic-related tech blog in America.
Well, thank you. We see you making strides to expand beyond the Charleston market. Why would anyone do that?
Looking beyond Charleston. So you're asking if the South offers a distinct tech presence or opportunity. I don't know if the technology itself, the presence of that, is any different in the South, but the culture certainly is, and the shared history, and the idea that the South is an idea. Unlike a lot of other regions, you can define the food and the music and the history for better and worse, and that gives everybody kind of a shared community, or at least a base of knowledge and thought that can be defined as a type of culture. And so I think that makes it more natural for people to recruit talent and raise capital and do things together if we think more like a region. Like Charleston, obviously, and Raleigh individually can't compete with Silicon Valley on par with the venture capital that's available there, the talent pipeline, many of the other factors. But if we think like a region and we collaborate to bring more attention to what we're all doing, then I think we have a real shot at developing strong, sustainable companies that can scale and that can be of value that aren't only an M&A proposition for a larger company, but could actually sustain and grow into something unique.
It seems like there's less in the Charleston tech scene to make fun of these days.
Okay.
Are things getting more serious, or is the hype train just leaving the station?
I just see that as part of the evolution. You know, some of those companies are aging out, and they're becoming, they've been acquired, and they have become different animals. And I think it's time for new companies to emerge out of that ecosystem and to rise like the old proverbial phoenix and make a mark for themselves. Like, who is the next company that could go public like Benefit Focus? Who has that potential? Who is the next company like Blue Acorn that could be acquired and dominate a facet of e-commerce? And who could help us take Charleston Open Source to...
Do you think they can really be helped?
You know, take the idea and build upon that and develop a recruitment model for the city that goes beyond just quality of life and turns into something that projects the idea that you can grow, scale, start, raise money, do all of the things you need to do to build a strong tech company here.
Mainly by not misappropriating technical terms.
Certainly.
What are you seeing as emerging sectors?
There are a lot of HR in companies here, and there's some that are focused on social impact. I don't know if we have a true cluster yet, but I strongly suspect with the launch of Volvo's North American headquarters here, the R&D that Sprinter and BMW are doing, that we are about to see possibly an explosion in connected tech and IoT and AI-enabled products and all things related to the automobile transitioning from hardware to a software play. So if we think about the automobile as software and as something that's revolutionizing the way we travel, then I think we're going to see tech companies spin out of that ecosystem. We're going to see various suppliers move in that are focused more on the software and the data and the analytics provided by that vehicle or that mode of transportation that could become a really powerful cluster. And there's no, with all the automotive in the Southeast in particular, you know, we're now seeing Waymo test cars in Atlanta, and Mercedes has a large presence, and Hyundai and many others. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Southeast emerged not only as a place for advanced manufacturing, but as a place for R&D and advanced software development related to those transportation vehicles.
Well, Stingray, We appreciate you joining us for the podcast, and we'll get you that aquarium mock-up as soon as we can.
Yes, please do. And if there's any way you can put Danny McBride in that aquarium that you're moderating, then it's definitely a go.
We'll do our best.
Beautiful.
Before we let you go, we'd like to remind our listeners to get their tickets for the Dig South Tech Conference, April 25th through the 27th, and to tune in to the new South Pod podcast that Stingray is hosting.
Thank you, Mr. Arthropod Shrimp and Bits. Captain Littlebit, may your sails be full of great wind this weekend.
Fair winds and following seas, Stingray.
Bye.
That's it for this edition of Off-Road Pod, a Pirate's Life podcast. Join us next week when we interview Rich Conkshell, host of Silicon Radio's Tabby Life podcast. This be Captain Littlebit saying, keep your whistle wet and your powder dry.